Hilchos Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, the laws of homicide and laws for the preservation of life, chapter 9. This chapter contains 17 halachas. The subject matter of this chapter deals with a case where someone was killed and we do not know who committed this murder and the sacrifice that is to be offered as an atonement for such a case. Halacha Aleph, Horog Shenimtsa Noifel La'aretz, someone who was killed, a murder victim who was found lying upon the ground, V'loi Noida Mihi Kahu, and we do not know who killed him, Manichim Oisei B'mekoimai, we do not remove him to the cemetery, but he's left there in the place where he lies and eventually is buried there. Meanwhile, V'yoytzim Chamishas Kenim Ibeis Din HaGodol, five of the elders of the great Sanhedrin, Shabir Yerushalayim, that is in Yerushalayim, they come to this place. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'yotzuz keinecho v'shoiptecho, your elders and your judges shall go out, u'moididim mimenu el ha'orim s'vishasvivais hecholol, and they measure the distance between this murder victim and all the cities that surround this victim. Afilu nimtza b'tzad irzu, and even if the victim was found lying right next to a city, shehadava yadua bevadai shehi hakroiva, and it's obvious and certain that this is the closest city, nevertheless, mitzvah limdoid, the mitzvah is to measure the distance to the surrounding cities. Halacha beis, achashem moididim, after they measure, v'noida ha'ir hakroiva, they determine which is the closest city, koivrim esanerog bimkoimoi, then they bury the victim in the place where they found him. V'choizim ziknei Yerushalayim limkoimam, and the elders, the sages of Yerushalayim, return home. U'bezdin shal oisei ha'ir, and the bezdin of that city, the city that is closest to the victim, mevi'in eglas bakar, they offer, they bring as a sacrifice a calf, mishal anshei oisei ha'ir, and it's purchased with the funds of the citizens of that city. U'mayridin oisei el nachal sheshoitev bechazko, and they take the calf down to a river that flows very swiftly. V'zehu eson ha'omur b'teira, the Torah describing this river, it says a mighty river. It uses the word eson. By mighty river, we mean one whose water flows very hard, very swiftly. Halacha gimel, v'orfim oisei sham b'koipitz. And there at that river, they break the neck of the calf, me'achareho, and they break it with an axe by chopping from behind the neck, u'bezdin shal oisei ha'ir im kol zkeineho, and then the bezdin of that city, the one that was closest and is offering the sacrifice, im kol zkeineho, together with all the sages of that city, not only five as originally, but all the sages, afilu he'meyo, even if there be 100, even no matter how many there be, all of them have to come, and all of them have to wash their hands there at the river at the place where they broke the calf's neck. And there, in the midst of this river, they must say, in the Hebrew language, in the holy tongue, as is written in the Chumash, in Sedra Shoftim, they recite the Psukim, Yodeinu lo yishofchu es hadam hazeh, our hands did not spill this blood, ve'einenu lo yishofchu, and our eyes did not see. Now, what do we mean by this? Obviously, the elders of the Bezdin did not commit murder here. What does it mean? Keloimar, this means to say that we are not even indirectly responsible for this murder. It did not happen that this murder victim came into our territory and we sent him away without giving him any food, thereby bringing about this murder, and we did not see him, and sent him away from us without sending someone to accompany him. And then the Kohanim who are present say, again in the holy tongue, they say, provide atonement to your people Yisrael. V'hilchim lahem, and then everyone goes home. V'hakodesh baruch hu mechaper al hadam, and the Holy One, blessed be He, gives atonement for this blood. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'nikaper lahem hadam, they shall receive atonement for the blood that has been spilled. Halacha dalit, kishemoididim min hacholol, when they measure the distance from the dead body, medagdikim b'mida, they must be very exact with the measurement. That is, they actually take measuring tapes or ropes and measure. They do not just estimate it. V'ein mekadrim ba, it's not done simply by estimating. V'ein moididim elo le'ir sheyesh ba bezdin. And they measure to what kind of cities? Only to cities that have a bezdin in them. Shal esru mushloisha. Cities that have a bezdin of 23 judges. What cities are required to have this will be learned in Hilchas Sanhedrin. V'ein moididim le'Yerushalayim. And they do not measure the distance to Yerushalayim, even if Yerushalayim is near, say Yerushalayim ain't mevia egla arufa, because Yerushalayim never offers the sacrifice of this calf whose neck is broken. Why? Because Yerushalayim is not one of the cities that was divided amongst the 12 tribes of Israel. The Nema, the Pasuk says concerning this sacrifice, you will find the victim lying on the land which the Lord your God gives to you for an inheritance, and Yerushalayim was not given for an inheritance. Halacha hei, nimtza koriv l'Yerushalayim. If the victim was lying near Yerushalayim, oy le'ir she'ein ba bezdin, or near to a city that has no bezdin in it, and the previous halacha said we do not measure to them, manicha noisa, then we disregard that city, u'moydedim el shar ha'ayyaris, and we measure only to the remaining cities that surround it, hasmuchas loy, which are nearby. Nimsa samuch l'sfar. If the victim is found not surrounded by cities, but he's found near the border, or near a city that has goyim in it, ain moididim kol ikar. We do not measure him at all. We do not bother to measure sharei zeh b'cheska shehargu goyim, because we do not bring the sacrifice here, because the assumption is that goyim killed him. And the pasuk says, "Ki motzei," when it shall happen that a murder victim is found. But here, along the border or near cities where there are goyim, it does not just happen. It is a frequent thing that goyim are killing Jews, and therefore this whole law does not apply. Halacha vav, ein hoyir hakroiva mevia. When do we have to measure and see which city is closer and say that the closer city has to offer the sacrifice? Only at a time when the closer city and the farther city have similar numbers of people living there. However, in the case where people in the further city are more numerous than people in the closer city, then we follow the majority, and the city that has the greater number of people offers the calf as a sacrifice, because the assumption is that the murderer was from that city. Even though the Torah provides in many cases, which we have already learned, that where something is in doubt, we follow the majority. And in this case, in the case of Eglo Arufa, we have been taught that we have to follow what is closer, and we have learned other such cases where we follow that. In this case, however, Haroiv Odif, if we have a majority one way and closer another way, we give preference to what is the majority. Halacha ches, nimtza hanerig mechuvin bein shtei ayores, if the victim was exactly in between two cities, the same distance, anshezu ka anshezu b'shove, and the number of inhabitants in this city was exactly the same as the inhabitants in another city, yaviu egla achas b'shutves, then, since we cannot determine exactly to the hair's breadth exactly which is the closest, Yaviu Eglo Achas B'Shutfas, then the two cities should bring in partnership one calf, the Yasna, when they should offer it as a on the following condition. The Yoimru, they should say as follows, Im Zuhi Hakroivo, if this city is the closer, Harehi Shalahem, then it is offered on behalf of the inhabitants of this city, the Eilu, Yitnu lahem chelka matana, the inhabitants of the other city will give their share in it as a free gift to the inhabitants of the closer one. V'im elu heim ha-kroivim, and if this city happens to be the closer one, harehi shalahem, then the sacrifice is on behalf of them. The elu and the inhabitants of this city, yitnu lahem chelka matana, they give their share to these ones as a free gift. Why do they have to do this? Lefisha'i actual at some saying, because it's impossible for human beings to measure absolutely to the finest degree which is the closest. Vafilu b'dayodam, even something that human beings can measure to begin with, the human beings are doing the measuring. It's impossible to determine exactly. Halochetes, meheichon moididim, from what part of the body do they measure? Meichotmoy, they measure from his nose, because the nose is the place where the breath of life is. Nimtza gufei b'mokim echon v'roishei b'mokim acher, if they found his him beheaded, and the body was in one place, and his head is in another place, they measure from the nose, and moilisim haguf eitzel haroish, and then they bring the body to the place where the head lies, and they bury him there, in that place where the head is. V'chein kol meis mitzvah, so also any case where they find a dead body, and he has no relatives to bury him, even if he was not a murder victim. It's a mitzvah for everyone to take part in this burial, and he's buried in the place where he is found. And if he's found with his head separated from the body is brought to where the head lies, and it's buried in the place where the head is. They found numerous dead people, murder victims, one next to the other. They measure from the nose of each and every one of them separately. And each one, the city that's closest to him brings the sacrifice. And if one city was closer to all of them, they need not bring a separate calf for each one. We assume that it's one murderer here, and they bring one calf as a sacrifice for all the victims. If they are found piled up one on top of the other, they measure from the top, as they lie there, they measure from the nose of the top one. Halacha Yud Aleph, Nemar, the pasuk says, Ki yimotzei cholol, if they shall happen to find a cholol. Cholol means one who was wounded to death, who was assassinated. That means he was wounded by some artificial means. Loi chonuk, not a case where he was strangled, where there was no open wound in him. Veloi mefarper, and not asphyxiated. She'en zanikra cholol, because to such a victim, the word cholol does not apply. The pasuk then continues, Bo Adoma, he will be found on the ground. That means Loi Tamun Bagal, not buried under a pile of rocks. It says Noifel, he was fallen. That means Loi Tali Ba'ila, not if they found him hanging from a tree. Basode, upon the field. That means Loi Tzof Al Pnei Hamayim. That implies that he has to be on solid ground, not floating in the water. And it says they do not know who killed him. That means that if they did know who it was, but the murderer escaped and they can't find him. In such a case, in any of these cases, they did not bring the sacrifice and break a calf's neck. Even if one witness saw the killing, saw who killed him, afilu eved, even if he were a slave, or isha, or a woman, or posel eidus ba'aveid, or someone who, because of sins he has committed, is disqualified from testifying, as we will learn in Hilchas Eidus, in all of these cases, since we know who the murder victim is, we cannot rely on their testimony to punish the murder the murderer. Nevertheless, we do rely on them to say that we know the identity of the murderer. Like, how you earth him, and therefore they did not offer the sacrifice and break the calf's neck. Lefichoch, for this reason, Misharabu Horatzchonim Begoli, even before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, when times became very evil and many murderers were around, and many people committed murder even where people saw them, then they nullified this law, they no longer offered the sacrifice of a calf whose neck is broken, because the assumption is that any case of a murder, somebody saw him, because the murderers didn't even care if they were observed. Halacha Yud Gimel, Eidechot Oimer, if one witness claims that our Isias Ahoirig, I saw the murderer, the Eidechot Hikhishoi, the Omar Loiro, he said another witness disputes what he says, and he says, you did not see it. Hoyu Orfim, in such a case we remain in doubt, and they would bring the sacrifice. When is this rule applying? If the two of them came together at once. However, if one of them says, I saw the murderer, and there's no one here at the time to dispute them, now his word is accepted and believed as if he were two witnesses for this purpose. And since he's believed now as two witnesses, then if later there arrives one witness and disputes him, he says, you didn't see it, then we pay no attention to the words of the second witness, because he is only one testifying against the other, with the first witness who was believed as two, the Ein Orfim, and therefore we take the word of the first witness that he saw, and they do not offer the sacrifice. Halacha Yudalit Bo Shnayim. If after the one witness testified that he saw it, two witnesses arrive, and they dispute him, they say to him, you did not see it, then we have two full sets of testimony that dispute one the other, and therefore we remain in doubt, but orphim, and we offer the sacrifice. If a woman says, I saw the murder, and another woman disputes her, and she says, you didn't see it, then we are in doubt, since it's a woman against a woman, they would offer the sacrifice. Regardless of whether they came both together, or they came one after the other, because since women are ordinarily disqualified from testifying, therefore the woman who was believed to begin with is not believed as two, she is believed as a woman, and the other woman, if she disputes her, leaves us in doubt. If two witnesses say, we saw, and now one witness disputes them and say, you didn't see, ain orfim, then we believe the two witnesses, and we do not offer the sacrifice. If one says, I saw, and two say to him, you did not see, then, since it's like two against two, we remain in doubt, and the sacrifice is brought. Halacha tezvod, b'med dvorim amurim, when do we say this law? All the laws that we said above, if all three witnesses that are testifying here are either all acceptable witnesses or all disqualified witnesses. Avolim Omar Eidechod Roisi, however, if one acceptable witness says, I saw the murderer, Ushtei Noshim, and two women, Oishnei Psulim, or two other people who are disqualified, Oinun Loira, they say to him, you did not see, Ein Orfim. In such a case, we rely on the one kosher witness, and we do not offer the sacrifice. Halacha Tezayin, Shtei Noshim, Oishnei Psulim, two women, or two other disqualified people, say, Ra'inu HaHoirig, they say, we saw the murder, Ve'ed Echod Makhisham, and one kosher witness disputes them, Ve'oimer Loira Isam, and he says, you did not see, Orfim, then he is enough to cast doubt upon them, and we do offer the sacrifice. Shafilu Meya Noshim by Meya Psulim, because if, even if there were 100 women or 100 other disqualified people, Veidechot Matrishas Kulam, and one kosher witness testifies to the contrary of all these 100, all the 100 women or all the 100 disqualified are like one man, and they are testifying against one witness. Halacha Yud Zayin, Shalish Noshim, Oishloish Psulim, Oimim, Rainu Ahoirik, three women or three other disqualified people say, we saw the murderer, the arba noshim, or arba psulim, or arba psulim, oimrim lo yirisem, and four women, or four other disqualified people say you did not see, oifim. Then, we bring the sacrifice, zeh haklol, because we are following this rule, ba psulim, when all the witnesses are disqualified, haloich acharoiv haminyan, the whole mokim, then in all cases, you follow the majority, in cases where we believe disqualified people.